The Los Angeles Times today reports the U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out the case of Ashcroft v. Iqbal. The court said high officials such as Ashcroft can be sued over abuse of prisoners that occurred as a result of their policies only if it can be shown they specifically ordered the abuse itself. To understand why this ruling is an unjust privilege for government officials, suppose they weren't government officials. If the head of a kidnapping ring ordered the kidnapping of individuals but didn't specifically order their abuse, they would still be liable for restitution claims resulting from the abuse. It might be argued that kidnapping is a crime, but statist law legitimizes kidnapping carried out under color of state authority. That argument is irrelevant because the kidnapping itself would be separate grounds for a restitution claim, apart from the damages suffered as abuse while kidnapped. Consider the case of a non-state security firm in a stateless society. Carefully managed firms would typically only carry out physical arrests in cases where potential damage claims are outweighed by the restitution claims at stake. Firms that weren't carefully managed to minimize such costs would soon go out of business. Regardless of what the U.S. Supreme Court says, Iqbal and others have grounds for demands of restitution from Ashcroft. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.